Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nate Mank is with Syracuse.com, and I know he's got to be jacked up for this game of the boogie down against Notre Dame. It's the game of the day. That's all there is to it. I think it's awesome. It's at Yankee Stadium. I say bring it on. I can't wait to see it. It's, you know, it's got all the dressings. Undefeated Notre Dame playing in New York. You got to know the Catholics are going to be out in full force. And then Syracuse is such a draw around here. It's really the only school that matters to anybody in New York. And certainly around this place, you got a bunch of Syracuse grads. But they are tough as hell. They've won four straight, and Nate joins us to talk about the game. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So, I think they're badass. I think Dino Babers is not long for this world at Syracuse. I think he's going to get something even bigger, believe it or not. I think he's done a hell of a job there. My question, first of all, to you is this. The only game in that four-game winning streak that I really is that impressed with was the NC State win, because I think North Carolina stinks. And at the time, I thought Wake stunk. I thought Wake looked great last week, but they really have been average at best. And then I think Louisville's awful enough to fire Petrino. So I thought against the Clemson, against good teams like Clemson and Pitt, and I think Pitt is decent. I think Clemson will beat their ass if they end up playing them in the title game. But I just think that the NC State game was the only one I was really that impressed with, was Syracuse. Are they for real or not?
I think they proved they were for real going back in late September when they had a lead on Clemson going into the fourth quarter and only sort of relented in the final minute of that game. I think that gave this group of players and this staff all the confidence in the world that they can go toe-to-toe with just about anyone in the country as long as they're healthy and as long as they're playing their game. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm with you. I think the NC State game, you know, in this four-game winning streak was, you know, probably the most impressive complete victory they put together. I mean, that was just a back-and-forth, high-level game between two really good quarterbacks, matching each other throw for throw. And then the defense in the final, you know, couple minutes of that game forced a critical turnover, and that was sort of the difference in the game. But I will say this. I think the North Carolina win at the start of this thing, coming off the back-to-back losses to Clemson and Pitt, is also another sort of seminal moment in this season, because they were on the cusp of losing that game. And then you really don't know how this season, if it's going to spiral out of control like the last few years have been for this program.
Right.
But, you know, Dino obviously made a pretty gutsy decision to bench his starting quarterback, senior starting quarterback, three-year starter Eric Dungy, insert redshirt freshman Tommy DeVito, and he was able to lead them to a double overtime victory by really tossing, a game-tying touchdown in the last 5 minutes of the game. So, you know, for them to pull that game out of their, you know what, you know, I think was just showed the signs of growth that this program has come to make under Dino, because I don't think, you know, a year or two ago they would have won that North Carolina game.
I think you're right. I forgot that was double oats. I got to tell you, that was impressive. I thought the Clemson game was really impressive, so I didn't want to feel like I had dissed them and think that they're not good. I just, in the games against good teams, the one that had impressed me was the NC State game. But the North Carolina game, I would agree with you. That was a clutch decision by Dino, and it could have they could have either sank or swam right there their season. You're right. It was a crucial moment. But let me ask you this. When they beat Clemson, what was that, last year they beat him?
Yes.
That was the greatest win for them in 25 years, if you ask me. Do you think that they can do this to Notre Dame, tomorrow? Do you think that they could do the same thing that they did to Clemson? Do they have another one in them?
I think they're more than capable of it, because I think, you know, this team has been the one thing that Dino has been striving for, has been looking for since he arrived here at the start of the 2016 season, and that's consistency. And if you look at their season this year, they've been really consistent in a few really important areas. Number one, they're turning teams over at a very high level. I think they're top five in the country in forcing turnovers. They're top five in the country in turnover margins. That means they're valuing the ball, they're protecting the football, and they're able to steal some of those extra possessions away from teams. And that's so important for the type of tempo offense that they're running. I also think, you know, their special teams play has been lights out. They have one of the best kickers in the country. They have one of the best punters in the country. So they're really doing a nice job winning the field position battle and getting good, you know, starting positions on their drives. And I think, you know, those two areas, you know, if you want to look deeper into some position groups, their defensive line has been outstanding all season. They've been healthy for the first time in a while. That's really the unit that's you know, played the major hand in forcing these turnovers. And on the other side of the ball, the offensive line is actually on the field as a cohesive unit. They're big, they're older, they're more experienced, and they're able to now run the ball and provide more offensive balance to their offense. Whereas in the first couple of seasons under Dino, they've been more of a pass-heavy offense. Now they're able to run the ball when they need to run the ball to complement that passing game.
Wow. So Nate Mink with us from Syracuse.com. So let me ask you this. They score so much. Like, you talked about him going toe for toe with these guys in these games, as you know, Dungy's able to do. They put up some massive points this year. I mean, 55, 62, 51, 44, 40, 51, 41, 54. I mean, is that not going to be a problem for Notre Dame? Do you think they can handle what Syracuse is about to unleash on them? Do they respect that they score a lot?
I think so. I mean, they've been over 50 points in almost half their games this season. And I think that if you go back, Clemson is probably the best case sort of case study here. I mean, Clemson obviously is a very, very talented defensive front and overall defense. And they were able to really, you know, stop Syracuse at scrimmage when they needed to. You know, Syracuse had a handful of, you know, third and twos, third and threes in that game where they just couldn't move the ball on the ground and convert those into first downs. And then so they, you know, their offense stalled at times. They've, you know, against most other defenses in the country, they've been able to extend drives and really, you know, keep their foot on the gas pedal. You know, Notre Dame, I think, you know, they have a really, really talented defensive front. Obviously, there's Jerry Tillery in the middle of that defensive line. And then you supplement that with a lockdown corner in Julian Love, who's an All-America type player. You know, this is, I think, going to be by far the best defense Syracuse has faced since that Clemson defense in late September. But there's no doubt that, you know, this is an offense that can put up points. Like I said, they're forcing turnovers at one of the highest levels in the country, and that's giving this offense extra possessions to score more points and drive up those point totals that we've seen this year. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, they are not there yet on offense, believe it or not. For as gaudy as some of those point totals are, they leave a lot of points on the field at times. I mean, they settled for a lot of field goals. I think their field goal kicker has kicked something like 20. He's made like 25 of 27 field goals on the season, something in that range. So they're kicking a lot of field goals, and if those are turning to touchdowns as they want them to be, I mean this could look pretty ugly on the scoreboard if they get this thing rolling to the level they want it to get it rolling at.
Nate Mink, do they feel disrespected because they're 10.5-point dogs? Now, I know they'll act like they don't know about all that stuff or care about all that stuff or talk about all that stuff, but that's a bunch of crap. You know it, and I know it, that everyone's talking about this game, and they're double-digit 10.5-point dogs, and meanwhile, they're 8-2, and they you know, kick everyone's teeth in that they play. Do they feel disrespected completely going into this game?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think they are well aware of the point spread, and they don't hide from that. I mean, Dino openly acknowledges that in some of his weekly press conferences, like, oh, you know, we opened as a 10-point dog or something like that. You know, so they know what, you know, Vegas and most people think is going to happen here on Saturday, but they've been so good at really just locking in week to week and just really trying to win each game. And you know, they like to say they're 4-0 in the second half of their schedule, and they have an opportunity to go 5-0 this week. And, you know, I think that's a smart approach. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is a team that, you know, they've been big underdogs in the past. I mean, they've been 20-plus point underdogs when they upset Virginia Tech in 2016, and obviously when they upset Clemson a year ago in the Carrier Dome. Now they have to be able to do it on the road or on a neutral field. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I think they are seasoned enough. They have enough older players on this roster to know that, yeah, maybe not many people are giving them a chance to win, but, you know, it's not first time they've been in this position, and, you know, they love to prove people wrong. That's sort of the MO for this group.
So let me ask you lastly, respectfully, I got 1 minute. If they beat Notre Dame and BC on the road in Chestnut Hill, how fast do you think it'll be before Dino Babers has every major college football offer in the country on his doorstep?
I mean, why wouldn't it be that way now? I mean, I think, you know, it's not like he needs to beat Notre Dame and BC to sort of garner the respect from other people nationally. I think they're well aware of who he is and what he's done at Syracuse. I mean, this is the first time they've been ranked since 2001. And, you know, I think he really opened a lot of people's eyes last year on Friday the 13th when he upset Clemson. And then to see them take that next step this year and, again, show that consistency and show that they're not just a one-hit wonder. You know, I think ADs around the country have known about Dino for a long time, and now, you know, they think he's a guy. I think that it is obviously very coveted.
You think he'll stay or go?
You know, I think it a lot of depends on the admin at some of these schools that are courting him. You know, I think he has shown that he takes sort of a smart, you know, big picture look at things. He's not a guy that's just going to take dollar signs. I think at the end of the day, he wants to be at a place where he can win a national championship. And I really think he feels that, you know, he's in a division in the ACC Atlantic, that if he wins that division, he's going to have a chance to be in the playoff and compete for a national championship.
Wow, that's awesome. Listen, Nate, have a good time at the game. It should be awesome. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. Enjoy Notre Dame and Syracuse. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Nate Mink of Syracuse.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.